Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the prophetic experience, where the word of the Lord comes alive, with nationally known prophet Laron Matthews. Prophet Matthews has prophesied to Kurt Franklin, Ty Trabet, Bishop Rance Allen, many world leaders, just to name a few, and he welcomes the international world and families to his ministry. He recognized the pains, hurts, disappointment, and needs of the people through love, faith, prayer, and communication. God has anointed Prophet Matthews to be able to meet the challenges of a generation and people searching for an authentic message that reaches a pressure-filled life with the strength of God's love for them. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the service. God bless you.
Sugar!
Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord. Good morning, Heavenly Father. Welcome, Holy Spirit, to rule and reign another awesome Sunday morning. And we just come to bless your name this morning. And thank you for your Shekinah glory saturating each and every one of us in the mighty name of Jesus. Driving out that spirit of depression and oppression, we say thank you. Oh, we thank you right now, hallelujah, Lord God. We come to bless your name this morning, Lord God, because this is the day the Lord has made, and we choose to rejoice and be glad in it. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. If it had not been for you, where I'd be this day, hallelujah to the Lamb of God. In spite of what's going on around me, you still awesome. You still amazing. Hallelujah. You're still beautiful. Oh, we come to bless your name today. We just come to say thank you. We welcome you, Holy Spirit, to rule and reign in our services on today. Have your way. Have your way in our services on today. From the pulpit to the back door to the children's church on today, Lord God. In the Sunday school, Lord God. Have your way. Have your way. Have your way, Lord God. And we just stop by to say thank you. Oh, we come to bless your name today, Lord God. We come lift up all the sick and the shut in to you today, Lord God. We thank you for doing some miraculous things for them today, Lord God. Create miracle signs and wonders on today in the nursing homes, in the hospitals. We say thank you. Oh, we come to bless your name today, Lord God. I come to say thank you for being our Father who art in heaven. Hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. We thank you for meeting our daily needs on today, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And I just come to bless your name, Lord God. I thank you, Father God, that you're revealing today all the murderers, Lord God, all over the land, Lord God. I thank you they captured one of my nephew's murderers, Lord God. I thank you for continually exposing and revealing and pulling the covers back, Lord God. I thank you for your promise. You said there should be no more violence in our land. Our walls should be salvation and our gates should be praise. Oh, we come to bless your name today. You are awesome, God. You are wonderful, God. And I just lift up my niece to you, Lord God. Continuously keep your arms around her, Lord God, because your words say you never leave us nor forsake us. So I thank you that you got your arms around the whole entire family, Lord God, and other bereaved families and lands that I don't know about. Comfort them as well, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And we just give you the praise. We give you the glory. I plead the blood of Jesus over every penitentiary right now, Lord God, every county jail right now. I plead your blood, Lord God, your healing blood, your delivering blood, in the mighty name of Jesus. Strengthen, Lord God. Place the right people in their path, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that will minister you to them in the penitentiaries, Lord God, in the county jails, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And we just come to bless your name today, Lord God. We thank you for all our children, our grandchildren, our great-grandchildren today, Lord God. We thank you for keeping your arms around them all, Lord God, keeping them all safe from all harm and danger, Lord God. In the mighty name of Jesus. And we just come to bless your name today. We thank you for your Shekinah glory saturating us today. In the name of Jesus, driving out every spirit that's not of the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Have your way, Lord God. Deliver and set free in the mighty name of Jesus. We plead the blood of Jesus over Washington, D.C., Lord God, from corner to corner, side to side, top to bottom in Washington, D.C., Lord God. We plead the blood over the president and the vice president, Lord God. They need the right people in their path, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Order their footsteps, Lord God. Lead and direct them in all truth today, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And we just thank you right now for a break anointing saturating on this line. We thank you for the visionary, Lord God. Prophet LaRon Matthews, Lord God, continuously hold him up, Lord God. Continuously build him up, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. And we just bless your name right now, Father God. We thank you for Mom and Dad Matthews, Lord God. Continuously do do a new thing through them, for them, and around them in the mighty name of Jesus. And we give you the praise and we give you the glory. I thank you for baby Emerald gaining weight, Lord God. I thank you for what you're doing for baby Michael, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, and all the other children in the Shriners Hospital, Lord God, doing a new thing for them, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, we come to bless your name today. We thank you, Lord God, for every hospital you're going from floor to floor and room to room, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And we give you the praise. We give you the glory, Lord God. We thank you for creating miracles in the hospitals, Lord God, on today, in the nursing homes on today. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. You able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we can ask or think, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you for your Holy Spirit in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Oh, we come to bless your name today. Thank you for Rita, Lord God. Hallelujah. She faithfully works behind the scenes, Lord God. Continues to strengthen her body, Lord God. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, we bless your name today. Continues to keep your arms around her entire family today, Lord God. From the oldest to the youngest, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God. Oh, we come to bless your name today. We come to say thank you, Lord God. We just come to say thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. When I look back over my own life, I can truly say that I am blessed, that I am a walking testimony. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. We overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. How you brought us out. How you bring us out of other situations. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. And we say thank you. Oh, we come to bless your name today. In the mighty name of Jesus. Traveling grace and mercy for all your people today, Lord God. Dispatch the angels all around their vehicles, Lord God. Dispatch the angels all around airplanes today, Lord God. Trains and buses, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, and we give you the praise, we give you the glory. In your precious son Jesus' name I pray. Amen, amen, and hallelujah to the Lamb of God. We love you, we need you, and we're nothing without you. Have your way.
Thank you, Father God. Oh, Father God, we glorify you, oh, Father God. We magnify you for who you are. Who you are in the lives of your people, oh, Father God. You are great and mighty and strong and wonderful. So we honor you and we praise you and we glorify you, oh, Father God. Yahshua HaMashiach, oh, Father God, done upon Calvary, oh, Father God, to set us free, oh, Father God, from the oppression, from the demonic activity, and everything that have came against our temple, oh, Father God. Oh, we thank you, oh, Father God, for making us strong in his power, oh, Father God. We thank you, oh, Father God, for removing the blinders from off our eyes, oh, Father God, so that we may see, oh, Father God, truly see, oh, Father God, behind the veil of what's going on, oh, Father God, in this world. And in our secret place, oh, Father God, we come and bow before you and make our petitions before you, oh, Father God, in that secret place, oh, Father God. Oh, Father God, we thank you, oh, Father God, for having us moving as warriors in stealth mode, oh, Father God, that we would be unseen by the enemy, oh, Father God. Oh, Father God, we thank you, oh, Father God, even for the trials and tribulations, oh, Father God, that we had to have, that we had to endure, oh, Father God, that made us strong, oh, Father God. Oh, and we thank you for your grace and mercy that you have shared upon us, oh, Father God, when we was going through. Oh, Father God, we thank you, oh, Father God, for not letting us doubt and lose faith, oh, Father God. Oh, we thank you for that still small voice who spoke to us, oh, Father God, in those trying times. Oh, Father God, we salute you, oh, Father God, as warriors, oh, Father God, as your trumpet blows, oh, Father God, that we stand up, oh, Father God, ready to take orders from you and you alone, oh, Father God, because the voice of another, oh, Father God, we will not adhere to. Oh, Father God, we thank you, we honor you, and glorify you for your great love, oh, Father God. Oh, we thank you, oh, Father God, for your healing virtue, oh, Father God. We thank you for your warring and ministering angels, oh, Father God, going before us, oh, Father God, in every endeavor, oh, Father God, that we undertake, oh, Father God. Every move that we make, oh, Father God, is being directed by you, oh, Father God, because because our ears are tender, they're a small voice, oh, Father God, until our teacher, the Holy Spirit that you have sent to us, oh, Father God. Oh, Father God, we thank you for strengthening us. We thank you, oh, Father God, for the word, oh, Father God, being revealed to us in greater dimensions, oh, Father God. Oh, we thank you for your ambassadorship, oh, Father God, that you have given some of your people here upon earth, oh, Father God, to move and have their way in the spiritual realm, oh, Father God, because of the love that they have for others, not letting the things of the past hold them back like weights, oh, Father God, but moving, oh, Father God, in authority, oh, Father God, because in your word, Father God, you say, greater things shall we do. And, oh, Father God, we thank you, oh, Father God, for all that you're doing, oh, Father God. We thank you, oh, Father God, for your healing, oh, Father God. We thank you for mental clarity also, Father God. Oh, Father God, we thank you. Oh, we thank you. We magnify you, oh, Father God, because you know, oh, Father God, each and every last one of us, you know we've been tossed to and fro. Oh, Father God, you know some of us had great battles, oh, Father God, where some wanted to throw in the towel, but you reached out your hand, oh, Father God, and touched us to let us know that you're still there, oh, Father God. Oh, thank you again for your great love that you have toward us, oh, Father God. Thank you, oh, Father God, for your mercy and your grace, oh, Father God. Oh, we magnify you and we glorify you, oh, Father God. Oh, Father God, we thank you, oh, Father God, that you have searched us, oh, Father God. You have shined the light within us, oh, Father God, to remove all of the demonic spirits, oh, Father God, that were attached to us, oh, Father God, and that was residing in us, oh, Father God, that we was not aware of. Oh, but your love toward us, oh, Father God, delivered us from it, oh, Father God. Even so, Father God, we may have had to go through some things to see some things, oh, Father God. Oh, Father God, we thank you, oh, Father God, for the balancing, oh, Father God, of your spirit within us, oh, Father God. Father God, we magnify you, we glorify you, oh, Father God, because there's no one like you, oh, Father God. In the mighty name of Yahshua HaMashiach, be in every home, oh, Father God, not just in their physical home, but in their spiritual home, oh, Father God. Let peace have its perfect place. In the mighty name of Yahshua HaMashiach, may in Jesus Christ, shalom.
Oh, Father, we give you all the glory. We honor your name as we look to you, because you are the author and the finisher of who we are. As we exalt your name, as we worship you and adore you, we magnify you, Father. Father God, we thank you even now, Lord God, because your name is the same, because it is the name that is above every other name. It is the one that the Father said, I have exalted my word above all of my name, that it may be well known that the word was with God, and the word was God. And without him, there was not anything made that was made. We thank you even now, as you have given unto us, Lord God, to be a reflection of your glory. It changes not. You made us in your image and after your likeness. And it was to do the work that you have called and ordained us to do. And you say, walk worthy of the call in which you have called us. For Paul himself was three times left for dead, and yet his time was not yet until he had fulfilled that which you have called him to do, which was to go unto the Caesar, to minister unto the Caesar the very word of God. And he said, you almost, but that's okay. He taught the word of God and ministered unto him. And therefore we decree and declare in the atmosphere that everyone that belong and name the name and call upon the one that is all powerful, the one that we can only go through to get to the Father, and that's Yeshua HaMashiach, that we stand with a boldness no matter what the plight. Because the Father said, these are they that shall go through the great tribulation. He made them and fortified them for that. And therefore, we make a decree in the atmosphere against every force of darkness, every work of wickedness, that the same Father that created us before we were in our mother's womb is the same one that will sustain us throughout this lifetime and eternity. Father God, you gave Simeon his request and allowing him not to see decay until he saw the Lord's birth, that he was actually here in the earth. And therefore we make a decree that what we have asked, him, Father, that your word shall bring it about in the name of Yeshua. Father God, we thank you even now as we send forth the word, pulling down idolatries, pulling down works of darkness, pulling down wickedness and deception. We will stand and will not move. No matter what the enemy may attempt to do or portray, the name of the Lord is a strong tower. It always has been and it always will be. We thank you even now as your word will stump, crush, and annihilate every wicked altar that has been created against the very people of the living God. But we stand with a boldness and we decree that the very word that is double-edged go to those altars and they are annihilated. And the very hedge of protection that the Father has given unto us in the name of Yeshua, we decree and declare that the angelic realms are going now to the forces of darkness. They're going to the witchcraft altars, whether they were created underneath the ground, above the ground, in the air, no matter what formulation they came in the name of Yeshua, even as Josiah boldly stood and he went into the temple and pulled out every satanic thing that was built there by the generations before him. We make a decree in the atmosphere that even as he did, so shall we do. As he put on repentance by sackcloth in the name of Yeshua concerning the nation, as he wept and the word got back, because he wept, because he went into a state of repentance, yeah, that the Father said he would stay his hands. Lord God, as we say, make a decree in the name of Yeshua, as those that will stand in your word, O Father, in the name of Yeshua, and would not be moved, as the astrologies are being torn and pulled down, that will try to deceive the minds of the generations that are so fragile. We stand with a boldness and will not be moved to crush and annihilate anything that is against the very kingdom of the living God. We were created in a military, and he said, who that enlisted in my course concern himself, concerning those things that are civilian. Father, we thank you even now as we stand with a boldness, as others are standing not only in this country, but in the seven continents against the forces of darkness. We stand with an understanding, not of our own, but that which you give unto us, O Father, in the name of Yeshua. Yes, we stand. Even as Job stood, we stand in the name of Yeshua. Mama will not be moved. Even with the last breath, will not be moved in the name of Yeshua. But we stand in the name of Yeshua as our Lord stood with the handwriting that was written against us in ordinances. No, as he triumphed over it, his expectation was us to triumph over that which we go through. It may look like, appear like, seem like it is over, but until the Lord thy God, who knoweth the very strands of our hair, has said it is finished, it is not finished until he says it is finished. And therefore we stand upon the word of God that will tread sorceries. Yes, we tread up on it. Idolatries, we tread up on it that will come in any form. We stand with a boldness. For he said in his word that he has given us to keep on the full armor, that when the day of evil will present itself, we stand in the name of Yeshua, no matter what type of spears or sent or dart arrows or the wicked foes of snakes that will be sent. We command right now it's annihilation, and we decree and declare that the mouth of darkness that was spoken, that mouth, the teeth are crushed, the tongue is pulled out, the vocal cords are paralyzed, the eardrums are crushed in the name of Yeshua. The lying wonders of those that weave the webs of wickedness and deception, the same lying wonders that was during the time of Josiah, where they had the male cult prostitute facility connected to the house of God. But we make a decree in this hour that the lying wonders are destroyed. The works of darkness is destroyed. The hellish wonders that sent against our young generations. Amen. As the lieutenant governor of the state of North Carolina stood up boldly against that filth that went into the school systems that would teach by books and videos. Our young children that are 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 year olds, the young boys, how to have sex with boys and the young girls to have sex with girls, and even bestiality that is written in the word of the living God. But I make a decree in the very atmosphere in the name of Yeshua around these United States of America that the word of God in the name of Yeshua is boldly against the wicked filth that you would try to deceive the minds of the young generation. No, you didn't go for the older ones. You didn't go for the middle age, but you fought against the forces of baby. Sini, nas. Against the little ones, as the witch stood boldly against the people of God, and went to the courts against taking prouder schools in each of the 20 years. There was another wickedness that slowly and seriously came against the people of the living God. But I make a decree across the land of the United States of America that those that speak with the mouth of God, open up your mouth and declare in the name of Yeshua against the forces of darkness, against the wickedness, against the idolatries, against the works of darkness, against that against that which will be gathered together, against the very principles of the living God. That was saying, strike down throughout the old. It's the lying wonder, for the Ten Commandments will never be thrown out in the name of Yeshua. For there is no other God but the Almighty God and the living God. Besides him, there is none other. Nigga, to make a no graven image in the name of Yeshua. He meant what he said then, and he meant what he said now, and he meant what he said forever in the name of Yeshua. Now, Father God, in the name of Yeshua, not to covet that neighbor's goods. of anything that is our neighbor, it would never change. Father God, we thank you even now as you are destroying every highlight of darkness that the enemy would channel around the mind of the people of God through the synapses of the five senses, but that tree that of the lion wonder, we crush and annihilate it because the Father said it would be done. So it's perpetual in the name of Yeshua, as the Lord Makasa was the foot that crushed and annihilated you. He placed in us the same ability in the name of Yeshua. Father, we forever glorify you. We forever lift you up and exalt you. We worship you like David did. Now sort of, and dare anyone to mock, now sort of make the worshiper that is completely consumed unto God in the name of Yeshua. Now sort of make it dare not expect the same thing that happened to Micah, not to happen to those that will laugh and mock and scorn those that are completely consumed by the Spirit of the living God. Father, we thank you even now, and we bless your name forever, Father, as we bow before you, Lord of glory, forever.
Prophet Laron Matthews and Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries would like to thank you for your prayers and support. Prophet Matthews invites you to become a monthly partner to help reach souls of the nations all around the world. As a monthly partner with Prophet Laron Matthews and Restoration Foundation, Prophetic International Ministries, you will be a vital part of the powerful end-time army that God is raising up to bring salvation, healing, and deliverance to the nations of this world. To help accomplish our God-ordained vision, you can sow your seed at www.werestoreyou.org. That's werestoretheletteru.org. Or call 708-377-6774. Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries is a 501c3 tax-exempt ministry. God bless you.
You have reached Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministry, located at 231 East 146th Street, Harvey, Illinois, where Dr. Laron Matthews is the senior pastor. I'm sorry your call can't be answered at this time, but your call is very important. Please leave your name, your number, and a brief message, and your call will be returned. If you desire to join us for service, our schedule is as follows. Sunday school starts at 9:30 a.m. until 10:45 a.m. Sunday at 11 a.m., it's the worship experience. Tuesday night at 7 p.m., prophetic teaching. Thursday night at 7 p.m., prophetic prayer. Time of intimacy with the Lord. Fourth Friday night at 7 p.m., monthly prophetic explosion service. Go to our website at www.werestoreyou.org or email us at werestoreyou@yahoo.com.
The book is now available.
The book is now available.
The ultimate read.
Prophet Dr. Laron Matthews, Ph.D. presents
Love, the Unfinished Chapter.
The brand new read by Prophet Dr. Laron Matthews, Ph.D.
It's available now.
Love, the Unfinished Chapter.
Prophet Dr. Laron Matthews, Ph.D. presents Love, the Unfinished Chapter with a very special foreword by the late great Bishop Rance Allen.
Available now.
You can purchase your book at werestoreyou.org.
That's W-E-R-E-S-T-O-R-E, the letter U.org.
On Amazon.com.
Or you can call area code 708-825-1988.
Area code 708-825-1988.
For an autographed copy, order from werestoreyou.org.
Order today. Get ready to enjoy
the latest from Prophet Dr. Laron Matthews, Ph.D.
Love, the Unfinished Chapter.
Order your copy today.
The new book is coming soon. The latest from Dr. Prophet Laron Matthews.
The Encounter with Wisdom, The Secret of Her.
The Encounter with Wisdom, The Secret of Her.
The new book is coming soon. Written by Dr. Laron Matthews, Ph.D.
Get ready to have your spirit lifted and your soul rejuvenated.
The Encounter with Wisdom, The Secret of Her. By Dr. Laron Matthews, Ph.D. Stay tuned for the book release date and information on how to purchase your copy. Coming soon.
Coming soon.
Join Prophet LaRon Matthews every Sunday morning at 11:30 a.m. and on Tuesday night at 7:30 p.m. for Facebook Live. Also, you can join Prophet throughout the week with Drive By with the Prophet for a powerful prophetic word from the Lord. You can go to LaRon Matthews on Facebook and LaRon Matthews Ministries and Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Inc. on Facebook Live. We look forward to seeing you on Facebook Live with Dr. Prophet LaRon Matthews. Times are subject to change depending upon the availability of Dr. Prophet LaRon Matthews.
touching every life. I worship you.
Most out of my life.
I worship you. You are here, meeting every need. I worship you. I worship you.
Oh, devotion, dear, my lady, I'm there.
Can't hear you, Dr. Matthews.
Top of the day to you, and I welcome you today to another prophetic experience teaching where the word of the Lord comes alive. And I bless you on today for joining me on this day. I am prophet and teacher, Lauren Matthews. We welcome you all that are listening in from all around the world. Thank you all for joining us on this day. If you've been following us over the last several years, we have been teaching very immensely on the book of Daniel. However, we're going to deviate from that today because I believe there is a word from the Lord that the Lord has given us for the right now of our life and the right now of the people of God life. I want to take this time to thank the intercessors and the prayer warriors, ministry gifts, and kingdom leaders that have come so faithfully and shared the word of God, the word of encouragement, word of knowledge, word of wisdom, and has allowed the Spirit of the Lord God to use them. We bless the Lord for you all on today. Thank you, woman of God, for tapping into the spirit realm. And we celebrate God healing over you and the breakthrough that God has given you on this day. And we're thanking God for all that the Lord is doing. If you're following me via social media, we bless the Lord for you on today as well. Please share with others. Quickly, there's a word from the Lord as we prepare to go into the word of the Lord God. Follow me if you would. This is a prophetic word for God's people, and I believe this is one of those words that's going to be life-changing for you. If you follow me, go with me to the book of 2 Timothy. 2 Timothy chapter number 3. 2 Timothy chapter number 3, verse number 1. 2 Timothy chapter number 3, verse number 1. I believe this is a word that's going to minister to you on today. Bless you all, those who follow me via the World Wide Web and via Facebook Live. Bless you on today. Into the word of the Lord God, 1 Timothy and 2 Timothy are books written specifically in detail for Timothy, giving him instruction to encourage, to exhort, and to build them up, and to navigate him in how to minister to a generation of people who don't necessarily understand the ways of God in terms of the things that was being introduced to them by Timothy. Timothy was taking on a new responsibility and duty of the church, and therefore his responsibility was gigantuan. And he was dealing with the different personalities and battles of the believers and many of the other leaders, because he had to take on the duty that Paul had given them. 1 Timothy and 2 Timothy are parallel to each other, but each other give instructional events and information. So when you arrive to 2 Timothy, you actually arrive to the book of Timothy. He's giving final instructions to Timothy how to be effective in the things of the word of God, and Timothy in the church that he was now pastoring and in Ephesus. 2 Timothy chapter number 3, let's move into the word of the Lord God and bless God's people on this day. 2 Timothy chapter number 3, verse number 1. It said, "This know also, that in the last days perilous times shall come, for men shall be lovers of their own themselves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unfaithful, unholy, without natural affection, truth breakers, that means no loyalty, false accusers, accusing people of truth, incontinent, fierce, despiser of those that are good. So when you're doing good, you're going to deal with people that's going to despise you. Traitors, hitting, high-minded, lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God. Verse 5, having a form of godliness but denying the power thereof, for such turn away. For of this sort are they which creep in to houses, led captive, silly women, laden with sin, led away with diverse lusts, ever learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. Now, as Jannes and Jambres withstood Moses, so do these also resist the truth. Men of corrupt minds, reprobate concerning the faith, but they shall proceed no further, for their folly shall be manifest unto all men as their own, or as there also was. I'm not going to throw a title on you today, but I want to deal with this part here, verse number 5, and I want to deal with verse number 9. Verse number 5 is having a form of godliness, having a form of godliness, a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof, for such I turn away. Verse number 9, but they shall proceed no further, for their folly shall be manifest unto all men, as there also was. Now here it is, you have in the world today, what you're watching right now is people operating in a form of godliness. So they're pretenders trying to contend for something, but they don't have the power to do what they want to do. Now look at verse number 9 here. He said, but they shall proceed no further. So I want to deal with this. We at the end of the era of our enemies. You at the end of the era of your enemies. Now, many of us, we've been watching, and if you've been watching social media and the world system, and they've been looking at the political scene, we're watching our enemies. They cannot go any further. All of what they played and all of the genre things that they presented and things that they brought up against the world and accusation, they can't go any further. There's an end to our enemy. Believe me when I'm telling you that. Saints of God, there is an end to our enemy. Our enemy can't go any further. All the other traps that they're trying to set and things they're trying to plant, they can't go any further. Why? Because there's an end. They have reached their pivotal point in deception, manipulation, in the game that they play. The enemies have reached the end. And the men and women of God who have stayed the course, who have been faithful to God and dedicated to God, you're getting ready to see the major results in the land. You're getting ready to see the benefit of all of your faithfulness and your commitment. Here it is what he said here. Here it is, Timothy is giving, dealing with the characteristic in the last days of the world and the things that are going on, the sin of the world. Here's what he said in verse 4. He said, this also know that in the last days, perilous times shall come. Now, we are in perilous times. They shall come. They shall come. For men shall be what? Lovers of what? Themselves. They're lovers of themselves. They're lovers of themselves. So it's all about them, not about God, not about the people, but always lovers of themselves. And covetous. See, when you become a lover of yourself, you have a covetous spirit. There's so many people that are trying to be like you, and they can't be like them. And they're so mad at themselves because they see what they should have been in you, but you're performing the things of God, but they have that covetous spirit. So they're trying to dress like you, act like you, perform like you, think like you. They're trying to walk like you, go to every different store and find the clothes that you wear, and sometimes trying to outbeat what you wear, but they don't understand that your clothes are tailor-made, and they're going into the store and buying grocery-made stuff. You are in a position in the land, saints of God, where we have reached that end. Our enemies have reached the pivotal end of where they're planning to go. That covenant spirit. Boasters of themselves. It's always about what they do and not about what God do. They're always talking about what they did and not about the team concept. That it's a boaster of themselves. Proud. That's why you see a lot of people, you see a lot of leaders and ministry coming down. Why? Because the spirit of pride. People that are ordaining and put people in high-ranking positions. They don't even qualify to be there. Why? Because of the spirit of pride. They think their title is their power, and their title is taking them where their character can't keep them. The character in God gives you power over any demonic spirit and principality. You're dressing for the occasion, but you can't get into the palace. Oh, preach, man. Because many people are trying to do everything now, but there's an end to our enemy. Blasphemers. Blasphemy. You have a strong blasphemy in the land. Look at all of the rules around the world. Look at what they're doing in the government. Look at what they're doing in states and in countries. Look at what judges are doing and governors are doing. Do you know these governors are getting ready to fall? They're getting ready to be a great fall. Anytime you mess with the moral climate of God and the human ability of life, you're in for a major fall in the land. It's a coming down. And now you're watching right now the war. It's a war over a virus. I'm going to call it a war over the virus, over the anointed. There's a war. And you're watching right now in the middle of this war that's going on. Even the president who's confused don't even know what to do. You seeing political people don't even know what to do. You're watching right now corporations, pilots and nurses, people that are walking off their job. Why? Because they're not going to go along with a system that's going to devalue human life and the power of human life. And you know why? Because you have people in the religious world. That's why religion is an opium. Religion is a death to people. People use religion to deceive and manipulate people and get people to follow their system. But when you operate in the spirit and the righteousness of God, that's a total different dichotomy in the things of the Lord God. So he said to you, blasphemy, blasphemy. When you got spirit-filled people, here you are spirit-filled. You're talking about spirit-filled, Holy Ghost-filled people. Now, it's interesting. All of the people can run around speaking in tongues, dressing up nice, but you can go against, you can support morality, immorality. So you say, oh, I'm this spirit-filled people. I love the Lord. And nothing but a bunch of phonies pretending to be with us, but they're going against us when we stand on the righteousness of God. It's coming down. Look at somebody say, it's coming down. It's coming down. You're watching a fall. You're watching a fall, not of a civilization, but a fall of leaders who have created a civilization for mankind. You're watching them come down. Blasphemy, disobedient to parents. See, you have a system that opened up doors where the children now can sue their parents. Children can do whatever they want against their parents. The parents don't have no authority over the children. But yet and still, if your children do something wrong, then the police department have the right to beat them or kill your children. But when you're trying to correct your children and bring them in the nourishment and the admonition of the things of the Lord God, we're telling them, oh, let them have their own identity. Let them have this freedom. And some of you foolish parents, y'all falling for the okey-doke. You done brought your child into the world, brought them up, and you falling for the okey-doke. You ain't nothing but oak and dope. You better stop falling for the okey doke. Stop falling for this mess that people don't want this kind of message today. Anyway, let's move right around. unfaithful. We got so many people that are unfaithful. They're ungrateful. Whatever you do for them, they're ungrateful. You know why people are ungrateful? Because they're unstable. No matter what you do, that flesh wants more. So you have an ungrateful people. The more you give them the word, or the more you bless a person, the more you be a strength to the person, they become ungrateful. You have an ungrateful people. They want more for less. They want you to give everything as a preacher, as a teacher, as a woman of God, the man of God, but they're going to give less. Ungrateful people. Ungrateful. Unholy. Unholy. Now, I think people get the word holiness wrong. Unholy. Holy means set apart, the righteousness of God. We ain't talking about wearing holes in your jeans. That's a given. People do that anyway. We're talking about living this thing with righteous indignation in the things of the Lord God. Unholy. We're talking about being an example in the characteristics of the things of God. People don't want to be an example anymore. They don't want to stand on the standards. People don't have standards today. And most people, they want to create who they want God to be. You want me to give you an example of creating who they want God to be? How many times do you have to deal with people that told you, and the Lord said, this is my husband. And the Lord said, this is my wife. And the Lord said, this is my house. And the Lord said, this is my car. And the Lord said, this is my job. And the Lord said, this is my church. And they're so unstable that when some little thing come up against them, the first thing they do is run. The first thing they do is quit, bail out, throw in a child. Why? Because people don't know how to endure to the end. Matter of fact, some people don't know how to endure sound teaching. Now they'll follow the religious doctrinated stuff, but sound teaching. Unholy. Without natural affection. Natural affection. What do you mean, Prophet Matthew, natural affection? That means that people, unnatural affection. That means that somebody can look at a woman can look at another woman and fall in love with her, want to have sex with her, want to sleep with her. That's unnatural affection. For loving your sister. A man looking at another man, unnatural affection. It is just the church world. You got people with this unnatural affection. I love them. Oh, I want to be with them. And you see how we've fallen for this mess. Unnatural affection. And then we're going along with it. God didn't make a man to be with a man. To be with a man. A woman to be with a woman. He made man for woman and woman for man. Unnatural affection. You got people that fall in love with their dog. They'll fall in love with their dog. They'll kill you over the dog because they're in love with their dog. Sleep with their dog. You know why? Because it's unnatural affection. The spirit of the mind of the people are warped. See, I feel sorry for some of the sisters and the brothers. They can't find a husband because they can't find a mate because their mate wants their partner. Y'all ain't ready for me. You ain't ready for me. You so in love with another woman, another man, and then look how beautiful you are. Why? Because the demonic spirit have warped the mind of the people. And here you are, a nice gentleman, handsome and attractive, got everything going for yourself, but you want to be on a down low. You love Bill instead of Mary. And I was born like that. You weren't born like that. That's a spirit of the devil. It's unnatural affection. And we're going along with this stuff in the world. And we're passing laws. Bob, you can marry Timothy. Oh, can I marry my friend Timothy? Yes, you can. Because of that spirit, those ancient demonic spirits in the world, unnatural affection. It's that unnatural affection. And even to the point where when these spirits connect with each other, they get so intertwined with each other that now they're so twisted, they want little boys and little girls. Go along with it. Now they want to be with little boys and little girls. And you support it. And when they mess with your kids, then all of a sudden, oh, they mess with. You agree with that stuff. You supported that stuff. You voted for that stuff. Now all of a sudden, it's hurting your heart. Well, you undercover saints who's supposed to be righteous, but you support it. Well, yeah. Why? Because, see, that unnatural affection affects your anointing. And then your anointed submit to that spirit, and you no longer become anointed. You just gifted operating in ministry and have no anointed because you went alone. You compromised. We got compromisers in here. Compromising the word of God, compromising our lives, compromising our relationship. Here, Bill want to be with Timothy. Kim want to be with Denise. She then fell in love with Denise. Denise is her lover, her friend, her posse, her homegirl. And we go along with this stuff. God can deliver you. He can set you free. Unnatural affection. The unnatural. The things that are unnatural. Unnatural. Truth breaker. Can I talk to some people about truth breaker? Here you are. You sitting here talking to people. You got friends. And these friends of yours, you feel you could talk to them about issues in your life. Nothing but a bunch of false flaggers, truth breakers. They can't keep the truth at all. And especially a bunch of people that got a lying spirit. You tell them something. You expect, okay, I'm going to share this with you. I want you to know that you're my friend. And as soon as you tell them anything, that truth, break the truth. Why? Because of the spirit on the people. You can't. Most people in the world, we got to hold all this stuff in. We got to hold it in. Matter of fact, some of the stuff we got to take to the grave with us. We got to talk to the Holy Ghost. Sometimes to the wall. Why? Because you got truth breakers. People can't keep the truth. They can't contain it. Hold on. You share with them to get a breakthrough. You share with them to walk in truth. You share with them for peace. Some folks, you can't invite people to your house. You show them some of your house, they'll steal it. Oh, I don't know what that was. Well, sister, I invited you to the house. You were the only one there. Nothing was missing. I don't know what. Let me help you look for it. See? Amen. False accuser. How many times do you have people that falsely accuse you of something? You got a lying spirit in the land. People that falsely accuse you of something. How many times have you been with people and you showed the love and then they go telling other folks a lie about you? I didn't say that. Where did that come from? And then you call them about it. Then they want to catch you back. How many times you know you got the false accuser? Most false accuser, when you try to call them, they'll text you. Oh, leave your message. Text me. Text me back. I'm busy. No, you sit right behind the text messages, sitting there with that lying spirit because I'm calling you on your lap. You have falsely accused me of something that's not true. And then some of you bushwinkle people fall for the okey-doke too. You know, as a matter of fact, how many people you know a man or woman of God? You know them, and you know the type of people they are. And then you fall for the trickery of other people. They can sit there and tell you something, and guess what? Oh, that's so true. I was wondering why. You weren't wondering about nothing. Somebody got your ear and fooled you. You fell for the okey-doke. False accused. Incontinent. Woo, good God Almighty. I'm going to leave that one alone. We'll deal with that one later. Fierce. People that are raging. You ever see people that are snapping? That fierce spirit. They're ready to go off at any moment. They're losing at any moment. Why? Because at any moment, well, let's deal with incontinent. Because we want to deal with violent people. Because that means people that are violent. You have people that are violent. At any moment, they're ready to snap. That's why it's easy for people to snap on people, to kill people, to murder people, to be in church and go off incontinent. That violent spirit, hitting, that hitting spirit. Truth-breaker, high-minded, deceitful, leading the people, chapter, gaining control over the weak. That's what it says, leading silly women's captives, gaining control over the people, mind control, spirit of deception, deceiving the people. People that are being deceived by the devil, that deceptive spirit, lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God. I love my car instead of loving my wife. I love my chair in my front living room instead of loving your children. Lovers of yourself, you will spend more things on your own body than taking care of your body. We got so many people that got pre-existing conditions. Why? Because they'll sit in a, don't get me wrong, my massage people and my people who got hairdressing facilities, bless you all too, I'm happy. But they'll sit in the barbershop for 2 hours and 45 minutes and get their hair cut to the detail, and they're overweight. I'm sorry to say that. And they won't take care of their inward man. They're lovers of themselves. Outside pleasure. Outside pleasure. Inside. The people will spend more time. They'll spend all of their money on lovers of pleasure. Here you are. You know your bills need to be paid, but you wanna pleasurize. And then you got some of the people, they'll spend more money on people that don't love them than people that do love them. Oh, that's the word right there. They'll spend more money on people that don't love them than people that love them. Have you seen these young men running around here? They got babies, all these babies by children. I'm a baby mama too. But running around here, you'll spend your money on 27 rims and then buy the baby mama generic pampers for the baby and then tell her to appreciate it. And then she falls for the okey-doke. Oh, he still love me. Honey, he don't love you. You got your mind. Because you ran it. And we, back in the day, we called them motorheads. You like a car. Woo, good God, everybody. I'm preaching today. And then you got people in the church world. I'm preaching this thing today. Denying the power. Lovers of pleasure. I love pleasure than the presence of God. I love pleasure than the things of the Lord God. Lovers of pleasure. Here you are. You are a lover of pleasure. Not the things of God, but lovers of pleasure. You rather enjoy all of the activity and festivity, and nothing wrong with that. But you got to be the lover of the Lord, because after all of that stuff is done, it's meaningless. You have nothing. You work so hard for the pleasures of the world and then die empty. Die empty, lovers of pleasure. Number five, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof, for such is turned away. Now, you know what this one is? You have people that are lovers having a form of godliness. In other words, they can act, pretend, perform in front of people, but they cannot bring deliverance, healing, salvation to people lives. They have a form of godliness. In other words, they know how to dress the garment. They can come into the church or walk around dressed up, and you can look at them and go, "Ooh, that's a mighty man, mighty woman." A form of godliness, but don't have no power to destroy the enemy. The ropes there start running. A bug come, they said they'll start running. Why? Because they have a form of godliness, but denying the power, and such are turned away. You know why such are turned away? Because when people see this foolishness that people are trying to do, how many times they lay hands on people, knocking people down, hurting them. And then some people, they say, you know how they move your head around 25 times? Man, you don't even have to go to a massage parlor. They done massage your head, knocking you down. And then say, "Ooh, did you see that? That was a move of God." No, you knock the person down. If God want a person to fall out, he'll make them fall out. A form of godliness. People will be moving, but cannot destroy the works of the devil. At least an anointed man or anointed woman should be able to get the Jason out of you. A form of godliness, but denying the power. For such are turned away. People are looking at them and say, "Let me leave that alone. That ain't God. That ain't the Holy Spirit. That ain't the Word of God. Such are turned away. People are being turned away because of phony folks, pretending people, high-minded people, hitting people, blasphemer, unnatural affection. Unnatural affection. Now, I got to stick with this one. Unnatural affection. Here you have people, unnatural affection. And then you have people following this mess. Unnatural affection. You know that man ain't right. You know that woman ain't right. Unnatural affection. God Almighty. And you know she's a pedophile. You know he operated in pedophilia. You know he's perverted. You know she's perverted. Oh, but, you know, God is moving on. Hey, God ain't moving in that mess. You live in that mess. Now, what demon ain't got in you to believe that mess? Oh, I see them doing great wonders. You know what the Word of God said? People are going to be doing great signs and wonders, and they're going to come before the Lord. He said, I never knew you. When it comes to, I never knew you. That's a sad day when you saw miracles happen, because God will let you use the gift. But he don't take that back. He didn't let you use it, and he never knew you. My heart goes out for a lot of people because he said, I never knew you. Denying having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof in such a turn away with people that are being turned away from this foolishness because of the devil. For this, sir, they will creep into houses. Why? Leading captive silly women laden with sin, led away with divers lust. You know how you have people that the spirit of lust is on them? They in their mind, that spirit is so, that demonic spirit is on people so strong. You wonder why you sitting around, man, why you feel like you being raped. You sitting there in a place, you feel like you being raped because that lustful spirit. And men for men and women for women. And then some of that men for women and women for men. Because that spirit is so on them. They didn't dream you. Made pictures of you. All of this because that spirit that's on them, leading them, diverse lust, lusting. That spirit is so taught the mind of people, ever learning and never coming into the knowledge of the truth. Why? Why they never come into the knowledge of the truth? Because when truth hit them, they deny the truth. They don't want the truth. God come to them to make them change. They don't want to change. And you got some people that when the truth of God comes to them and they have to make the changes in their lives and they have to walk in the power in the things of the Lord God, then they immediately, what the enemy does, he tricks them with that spirit on them. Here they are, lust. Here you are, your child in school. And these pedophile teachers teaching your children, lusting after your little boys and little girls, and the government go along with this. We didn't support this immorality. And then the church world sit back. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. You won't even come out of your house. The enemy then punk you in pulpit, punk you in your pew, because you don't have enough power to stand up against the wiles of the devil. Because you compromise people, too many people compromise the Word of God. Compromise for easy fix. Ever learning, never coming into the knowledge of the truth. Here's what he said. Now, Jannes and Jambres withstood Moses, so do these also resist the truth. So even in Moses' day, when they came up against him, they would try to resist him, but you know God took them out as real. Here, men's corrupt minded. Do you know there's some people, their mind is so warped. I'm telling you, saints of God, we in a time where the mental health of the people are at a state of endangerment. It's at a state of an emergency. People need God like never before because the mind of the people, that mind, the enemy has came against the mind of people. These people's mind are corrupt. They have a corrupt mind. The mind is so corrupt. Demonic spirits have the mind of these people. They're corrupt. And then you try to do what's right. But they're so corrupt. The spirit of corruption is so bad, it's influencing the righteous people. The righteous people that are being affected. Because the corruption is so great in the land. Want you to compromise your life on your job. They want you to lie for them. They want you to deceive for them. They want you to hurt other employees. They want you to hurt your own. And you have people that are going along with this spirit. They actually compromise the very things of the Lord God, corrupting the things and not doing the will of God, going along with it. Corruption. So here's what he said. Corrupt mind, reprobate concerning faith. You know what? I want to stick right here with this. You have many people right now, right this moment, with a state, a reprobated mind concerning faith. What do you mean, Prophet Matthew, reprobate concerning faith? Well, here's what the Word of God talks about, reprobate mind concerning faith. You have people who God has spoken to them and spoke them in that voice, and they rather believe the lie than the truth. They're reprobate concerning faith. Now, here's the word of God about faith. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Now, you hear God tell you to do something, but then someone else, the spirit, comes inside you and takes you in a totally different direction. Reprobate concerning the faith. That's why you have a lot of people that are compromising morality, compromise even with the vaccine, even with what's going on in the world. Why? Because they God told them. God told you to do what? God, the Spirit of God told me to do it. All right. Well, we bless the Lord if God told you to do it. Reprobate concerning the faith. You got so many people that don't even know God. But they say, God is my, he's my all in all. Is that right? He's your all in all. He's your all in all of what am I? Because you got so many people. When you look at the word reprobate here, it's unprincipled person. They don't follow the principles. Love their own self. Spirit of corruption. Nothing you tell them about the word of God. See, they think they operate in the prophetic. Now here, you got people that operate in prophecy. Now Satan was the son of what? Perdition. That means he was lost. You got people operating in the spirit of perdition, not prediction. Perdition. That means that they're leading people. To the word out in the word of God. In the Christian theology, it's a doctrine which teaches that the person can reject the gospel at any point of God. They can reject God at any point. Oh, I don't believe in God. Okay, which deity? Which deity are you talking about? Then curse the things of God. You ever see people, you bring a truth and they'll curse what you did, and you be like, wow, sister, wow, brother, where did that come from? Because that's a reprobated mind. Once they were in the things of God. Why? Because they were double-minded. They got twisted along the way. You got so many people got twisted along the way. I was thinking about a young brother that I knew, a young man, very awesome young man. He was speaking out. He was crying out. And I used to reach out to him all the time. And it was a spiritual mother who did not want me to help the young man. I was reaching out to him all the time. Now I see him. He's fully fledged in the homosexual lifestyle. Why? Because that mother did not want me to help the young man. because she was insecure, jealous. I would try to help the young man, bring him out. He was always at Prophet Matthew. You know, Prophet Matthew, I'm dealing with this, and I'm praying for him, believing God for being a father figure in his life, showing him what a man is. And then you got some of these Jezebel spirit. When you are a real man, then you try to break a man down. You Jezebel spirit, you sit yourself down, you Jezzy, huzzy too. See, you got that spirit on people, that demonic spirit. But when you stand up and do what's right as a man of God and a woman of God, the devil try to come in, break you down, try to make the man a second grade. That devil, that's a demon. That's a demon spirit. That's the spirit of the devil. You got to understand what the devil is trying to do. So I try to help the young man. Then one day he said, well, man of God, he said, probably, you know, I want to be honest. I've been really honest. The certain mother, he told me, said, certain mother, she was always telling me, you need to hang with her. I need to hang with her. Well, and he told me the truth. I said, well, young man, you have some deep battles. You don't need to be with another woman because she's putting more feminine spirits in you. You picking up more feminine spirit and then drove the man out. Then I see her years later, she got a nurse. Now, this is what you call a covenant spirit. Oh, no, this is what you call sowing discord. Then I see a year later, oh, do you know probably that young man you were working with? You know, he done went all the way out there. He all the way out there in the gay life. And I looked at her. I started to say, I have a respect for my mother, the church mother. I started looking at it, woman of God, you a liar. I started looking at it and said, you lying. That young man told me about you. See, and then you got people years later want to sit in your face and lie to you. Oh, yeah, you better believe. I'm discerning this season. I'm discerning everything around me. I'm discerning spirit. You got to discern people. And I looked at her, and I try to help them. And I'm looking at them, well, bless you, mother. God bless you. We'll talk to you soon, okay? All right, God bless. Why? Because you know, you can see the spirit. Let me read on down. I'm almost finished. Receiving, ever learning and never coming into the knowledge of the truth. Why? Because you got people running from one place to another place, from one house to another house. And isn't it interesting? You got people got the audacity gall to tell you, I don't need no covering. God's my covering. You know what? I'm going to tell you something about some people. When people have been hurt and they've been damaged and they've been messed up by these spirits, it's easy to not trust people, but you can't blame the people. It's a spirit. And then some of us, we can't blame these individuals because God warned us. See, one thing about the Holy Ghost would just give you a discernment. Don't go there. Don't get under that ministry. Don't follow that person. But you're following the crowd instead of the sound. So we start following the crowd. We start following the people. And then when they lead us away from God, you then follow men. And you follow these spirits. And what happens? It's a form of godliness. And you never come into the knowledge of the truth because you're running from one place to another place. Forever learning and never coming into the knowledge of the truth of God's word. You have so many people, they will never come into the knowledge of the truth. Why? Because they're forever learning. And then when knowledge is revealed to them and God revealed knowledge and understanding to them, what they do, they run. They run. Why? Because much is given, much is required. When you come into the knowledge of the truth of a matter, you know the truth. The truth shall make you free. And you should be free. But some people don't want to be free because they want to live those lives in that lifestyle. Can't compromise your life. You can't compromise morality. There are too many people that have compromised the things of God. When you compromise the things of God, you open up doors and portals and realms. And when you open up these doors and portals and realms, demonic spirits begin to tap into the mind. It begins to corrode the mind and the thoughts of people. And the enemy get inside the mind and twist people. That's why you got twisted-minded people. People's minds are twisted because the enemy has twisted their mind, their thought, their will. They're twisted minded. Some people almost can't get back to God because the enemy has twisted the mind. Hey, let me shout. I bind that spirit of twisting it. You got people twisted minded, going alone. You got to help. Ain't no need of lying to your friend. Ain't no need of lying to the person. Tell them the truth because they need the truth. So having a form of godliness, denying the power. Creep dead. Led silly women's captive. Led away with divers lust. Ever learning, never coming into the knowledge of the truth. I was sharing with one of my loved ones the other day. I told the young lady the other day, I said to her, I said, look, let me tell you something. I said, the man is not good for you. Not good for you. Keep running back to the spirit. Running back. That's not good for you. I said, this is my last time. I ain't going back. That was it. That's my final time. I ain't going back to that spirit. I'm done with it. What? Go right back to the spirit. See, you don't have to lie. You don't have to lie to me. See, to that Shakespeare said something, to thyself be thou true. You have to be true to yourself. You got to be true. You don't have to be true to me, but be honest with yourself. You want to run back into a traffic jam? You run back to the driver. You don't have to prove nothing to me. You see, we know what the devil is. We know the enemy. Been there and done that. So when you know the enemy, so she runs back to the man. Then he do the same thing again. Same thing. The same spirit again. The same spirit. Nothing changes about a demon. Abuse. Same spirit. Run back to it. And you silly church people, go back home to your wife. Man, shut up. You shut up. Shut up. And she ain't going back to that house being abused by that man. I got a name for some of these people. Because you know why? Because the devil, that spirit of the enemy, tricking people. Tricking people. You don't allow people to deal with abuse and abusive relationship. What is wrong with these people? In the name of the Lord. No, you need to be delivered yourself. You're an abuser yourself. Going back to that mess. Let me move it on down. Verse number 9. But they shall proceed no further. You know why? I'm in right here. That's verse number 9. Y'all, you go 2 Timothy 3 and mark verse number 9 down. This is the powerful one. I'm going to preach this thing off of the line. He said, but they shall proceed no further. For their folly shall be manifest unto all men. What do you mean folly? Their foolishness, the foolishness that they have done, the corruption that they have done, the crookedness that they have done is now coming out. You're watching the world. I told you 2022 is going to be a year of a massacre. You're going to watch the world going to be in a state of like a massacre state. You know why? Because the world going to be in revolt. America will be in a literally revolt. You're going to be, everybody going to be up against each other. You're going to literally have a martial law in effect. Why? Because what's coming out now is all of these lies and deception and things they have done, this corruption. Making money off of people, making merchandise off of people. See, the Lord is revealing the hand of the enemy, revealing the hand of these political leaders, revealing the hand of corruption, revealing the hand of the pharmaceutical industry, revealing the hand of these technology organizations. He's revealing the hand. It's coming to the surface. That's why the people are restless. Prophets are restless. They're restless. Why? Because God's revealing the hand. People ain't going to let people ain't letting nobody just shoot them anymore. Police ain't shoot people anymore and just walking away and going to the court and saying, oh, it's all good. We're going to give you 5 months. We got a reason why you shot a man. No, it ain't happening no more. Those days are over. We in the final drive. Final season, saints of God, I'm telling you. We're in the final drive in the world. What did he say? But they shall proceed no further. See what the enemy used to do and manipulate people and deceive people. See, all of this bushwinkling, trickery ain't working no more. All of this thing, God is exposing the hand of the enemy. And if you see the truth and you deny it, then you live in a lie, an illusion. We have an illusionary world out here. People are going to, you have some people right now know the truth, but they rather live the lie. They rather continue to walk in the lie because they're illusions of the world. That's why it says, they shall proceed no more, for their folly shall be manifest unto all men, as there also was. In other words, what was before, look at here. So what was before in the past, see, history repeats itself. You know why it repeats itself? Because we go back to the same old thing. If you bound to forget history, you'll repeat it. If you forget a man that beat you up 25 times and you go back to him and he beat you up this time and almost kill you, then you repeat it. You see, you got people repeat the same marriages. They go from one marriage to another marriage. They get out of a marriage and jump into another marriage and divorce, repeating the same thing. See, you got people going around the same thing again and again. That same demonic cycle again and again. Walking around and breathing around. The same cycle. If you didn't watch the same cycle 10 years ago and it's 10 years later, then you need to ask yourself the question, what is you doing wrong? Lord, what is wrong with me? Why am I going through this same cycle? Why am I in this same circumstances, situation? What is the illness there? Why am I revisiting this thing again? Because you didn't complete the class the first time. You should have graduated because you're going back to the same way. That's why the enemy, he's at the end of the road. For some of us, our enemy came to the final draw. It's the final draw for some things. It's the final draw for some of these enemies. Matter of fact, if I could say this to some of you, the Lord, to save your life, I'm going to put this on record, to save your life, God will take people out of here to save your life. Because his love is so great, he will literally take people out of here to save your life. He said, oh, God, what happened to him? What happened to her? Because God needed to save your life. They were your God to your damnation. Ooh, good God Almighty. See, some people they would be a draw to your own damnation. So God had to take them out because his love for you is so great. Look at what he's doing. Look at what's happening now. Now the president of the United States don't even know what to do. Everything is coming against him now concerning the virus. Now they said, you hear now. Now they said the virus don't, it doesn't stop coronavirus. What it does, it gives it a little time. It keeps it away. Well, I'll be. You just said you take the shot, you won't get the virus. See, what do you believe? Because it's coming to the surface. The spirit of insanity have hit the land. People, the spirit of insanity have hit the heart of people. That spirit of insanity have touched the heart of the people. Because that demon spirit has manifested itself in every way. Now we got a Delta variant. Here's the next level. All right, we didn't make enough money on human lives. Let's go for the kill now. Let's go for the kill. Let's come in. Let's go for the kill now. Since we didn't make enough money off of them, let's go for the kill. Let's go all the way into the hot spot. That means that's all of the black neighborhoods, all the black community. Let's go for the hot spots in there. And go for the kill. Because all of the last decade, we didn't eat poison food. We didn't eat all of this stuff in our body. They time it. Study eugenics. Look up that word eugenics. Study that word eugenics, people. And study where it came from. And understand population control. This is all about population control. Every nation in the world having children except the black race. They're trying to destroy our people, destroy our race, destroy our culture. Eugenics, look at it. Because they know you're rising to the occasion and you're coming back. You're coming back to your position. We didn't abort it. Black women didn't abort it. 1.8 million children and more. And that Planned Parenthood put in your community thinking they're going to help you. Need the birth control pills to mess up the body of the female. I know this ain't, people don't want to hear the word right here. Why? Because the spirit of the devil coming in. That's why your boys, young boys, here you are, your 16-year-old son get locked in prison and they turn him out. He comes out messed up. They take the men, the black men, lock him up. Now you can smoke marijuana and wooka all over California. But 5 years ago, you were locked in jail again 20 years. Why don't they let out all the prisoners then? They don't want to do that. They don't want to release them. But they're making money now. Now it's merchandise. Everything they can to destroy the power of the anointed. And preachers don't want to preach that because they're a bunch of sellouts. They done sold you for merchandise, sold you in your church world, sold you. And some people that tithing into this mess. They won't tithe into this ministry. They'll tithe into that mess of the devil. And then they got the audacity to go, well, I don't believe in tithing. You're lying. You tithe over there to Ahab. You tithe over there to the Arab store. You tithe over there to the Jewish store. You tithe over there. You didn't give everything. Then when the kingdom of God time to come to bless the kingdom of God, we get deep with people. Look here. See, the enemy doing everything in his power to destroy the union and the unit of the family structure. It's to break down the dichotomy of the family image, the structure of the family unit, to break the household down, to destroy the male in the household, to destroy the manhood of our sons and daughters. I'm telling you. The enemy is trying to do everything in his power to destroy Jews, Italians, Greeks, Spanish people, you name them. All of those cultures, they help their family. They build a family, except our race. Because what? They divided our race. They divided our people. Only thing we had the spiritual things of the Lord. We had the things of God. So they play. Now they infiltrated the church world. Look at the church leaders now. All the church leaders, all the pastors, all the church leaders. They scared. They so scared. They don't even know what. They so scared. The scared them. Why? Because they don't understand. We got all of this worldly thing. Being deceived by the hand of the enemy. The enemy have deceived the people. Called them, drew them away from the things of God. But it's coming to an end. Verse 9, he said, but they shall proceed no more. The enemy have reached his limit. He can't go any further. The people of God are expanding. The enemy can't go any further. Your prayers are reaching places. The enemy can't go any further. God has opened up doors for us. The enemy can't go any further. The enemy has been limited. They've been locked in. Okay, let the devil continue to pull you back because God is the advancing of the kingdom of God now. God's people are advancing at greater levels than you ever thought or you ever expect because of the hand of God and the power of God on our life. Things are being revealed. And then those who are controlling so-called leadership trying to control you. You can't dangle me. You the puppet. I'm not a puppet. You have to know who you are in the body of Christ and the things of the Lord God so you can walk in total victory and not as a victim of these demonic spirits, demonic forces in the land. So he said that the end is coming to an end. What you're watching is an end of an era, an end of an hour, an end of a dispensation. It's the end of a period. Right now on the enemy, he have a short window. I'm telling you, Satan, this demonic spirit have a short window, and he's losing ground. And those who have stayed in the place of God, those who have been in the place of God, you're getting ready to watch a major overhaul. I'm telling you, in the next month, I told people this is going to be a month where doors are going to be open. Look at what's going on with the cryptocurrency. Look at the monetary system. Everything is changing. I told you, coming into this month in November, there's going to be so many things begin to happen for the people of God. But what? Look at what happened. People got burnt out. See, you got people that were running around doing everything. They burnt out. They spent their money. Now you got to burn out people. And guess what? Everybody want to borrow money from you. You ain't buying nothing from me. You ain't getting none of my money. I ain't giving nobody my money. You ain't going to curse my money. I'm telling you, you got people that are burnt out. Look at people. They totally burnt out now. Why? Because the enemy wore them down to this point. We had a pivotal time in the earth realm where God is getting ready to move over the people like never before, and folks around you burnt out. You watch it. Here you are still moving. Everybody, well, I'm tired. Okay, you can take your burnout stuff and go sit out. I'm not stopping right now because you're on a mission. Why? Because God is giving you the supernatural strength and the ability to move through what the enemy is doing. That's why he's burning people out. And the burnout people is trying to burn you out. Don't let everybody have your ear in this season. Because see, when you know, people putting all that stuff in your ear, and you wonder why other spirits are manifesting, you be like, why do I feel like that? You ever been like that? You say, what is going on? Because those other people put that spirit in your ear. They put all of that drama, all of those activities in your ear. They got your ear full of that stuff. Now you almost confused. You don't even know if right or wrong, wrong is right. And the Lord just gave you everything you need. And now you got people in your ear. And they didn't get your ear. You confused because you allow the wrong spirit. They my friend. They ain't your friend. The demonic spirit trying to wear you down from where God is about to take most of us. I'm telling you, Satan. Are you hearing me? I'm telling you. This month, I'm telling you, something's getting ready to hit. This month going to shake your pocket and release, and your enemy going to see the effect of it. God is moving in the land. Don't let everybody have your ear right now. Believe me. Don't let anybody have your ear. Don't let no strange spirit have your ear. Don't let no strange woman have your ear. Don't let no strange man have your ear. You better connect to the spirit of the presence of God. I'm going to end on this one. I said it twice. That's two times. If I say it one more time, somebody say you said it for the third time. I was in a vision. I'm telling you, I was in a vision thing. And it was two men in this vision. And I was standing in a vision, and behind it was a backdrop, a powerful backdrop. And it was a lot of codes. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Thank you. Behind it was a lot of codes in the backdrop. And it was a beautiful backdrop with codes. And it was two men standing there. And I was looking. And the Holy Ghost said these words to me, Bishop Fabian Tucker. The Holy Ghost said, Prophet, showing mankind, I'm revealing the codes to the men of God. It was two individuals. That one is revealing false codes. One is revealing the true codes. And then behind it, I'm showing you good, I'm showing you bad, and I'm revealing to you. In other words, what the Lord was showing, I'm showing you the code. So when the man speaks, you'll know if he's lying. If the man speaks truth, you'll know if it's true. Because I'm revealing to you. And the thing came so close to me, it was like literally in my face in the vision. And it was so close to me. He said, and literally the face of the people, when I looked at the face and I came close, I saw the image. And literally the image was a robot. Good God Almighty. God, so it was a robot. He said, you have people that are robots. They are robots in the land. I'm like, Lord, it didn't look like a robot. He said, they're robots, Lauren. He said, son, they're robots. There are people that are robots. They are now robots in the land. And I even take it to this place here. You have people that the enemy have taken control of them. So you're standing there. They're robots. They don't even control themselves. Their mind is gone. They're being controlled. It's almost like it's a reptilian spirit in the land. I believe people are reptilian spirit in the land. You better know what you're dealing with. Because, but they shall proceed no further. Their folly shall be manifest unto all men. And there also, and theirs also was. So in the days of Noah, you're watching it manifest in the Son of Man. So shall it be in the coming of the Son of Man. We are in the Son of Man. You're operating in the sonship of God, the power and the presence of God. We're watching things be revealed to us. You'll know the difference between the powerful men of God and the powerless men of God. You'll know the difference between the powerful women of God and the powerless people of God, women of God. You'll know the difference. You got to be very careful. But I'm telling you, this 2022, hear me, thanks to God, as you're moving into it, we're already in 2022 in the Jewish calendar. Some of you, you're going to be so close. Listen to me now. Listen to me when I say this. Some of you, God is getting ready to connect you with your destiny. Now listen to this. Some of you are so connected to your destiny. Listen to this now. That you got to be very careful because damage, counterfeit's going to come in. It's going to look like God. It's going to look like the perfect. But it's going to be a counterfeit. So you got to look into it. Matter of fact, in this season, you got to walk silent. Let them talk. You be quiet. You silence yourself. So before you get ready and say, oh, the Lord said, this is my wife, this is my husband, all right? Okay. Don't do like somebody I know. I shared with Administrator Rita Bryan. Don't do like somebody I know. See, some people run right over to the social media, to the world, and tell the world about it. Then 6 months later, you don't hear nothing from them. Why? Because the enemy tricked you. Let me tell you something. We are in a powerful time right now in the earth realm. We're in a powerful time in the land. And I'm telling you, there's some believers. You all feel this in your spirit. And you know this thing is very close to what God is doing. Matter of fact, you're walking in it. That's why the enemy is trying to trap you. You're walking in it. That's why all of the form of godliness is showing up. You're walking in it because you're getting ready to pass this major test. You're walking in it because you're walking in the season of victory. You're walking in it. But you got to be very careful because this is a counterfeit spirit. It shows up right at the brink of the breakout, right at the brink of your next, right at the brink of the opening up. That counterfeit spirit shows just right at the brink of it. And it looks so great and grand. It comes in churches. It comes in restaurants. It comes in your doorway. It comes at, and matter of fact, Brother Allen, it hits you right at the most vulnerable time of your life. When you're at the vulnerable time, you're really not vulnerable. The enemy is trying to play on your emotion. So right at that pivotal time of your life, you're right there. He jumps right inside to deceive you and drive you back. 5 minutes to drive you back 5 years. 1 hour to drive you back 10 years. Because you got to be very careful in this hour of what God is about to do for you. Be very careful what you say as God said it. Because he, she will look good. She, will look good. He, she, will look good. She, he will look good. You got to be very careful of the spirit. Because I'm telling you, men and women of God, you better mark my word on this one. And I think I said it 3 months ago. I said after November 5th through that 15th, that's what I said, November 5th through 15th, write that down. there's going to be a major wind blowing in the earth realm. And you're going to see a dividing. You're going to know officially, because you're going to see the governmental things, world things happening. After the 15th, you're going to see the real people. There's going to be things in the believers. Doors you never dreamed will be open for you. Opportunities that will advance you will be advancing like never before because of the hand of God on his people. Telling you, are you hearing me? Because I want you to understand, going into the pagan month of December, because see, this wicked month right now, from beginning of October, right around October 5th, all the way, my word on this, January 6th or 7th, right into that month, you're going to see so many people. I'm telling you, saints, are you hearing me? There's going to be a change. You're going to see transfer of power. You're going to see folks in the world you never thought shift. You're going to see so much. You're going to see so many robotic people in the earth realm. People you would think, people you thought you knew. You'd be like, say that again. You'd be like, that confusion. I'm telling you, are you hearing me? Because I'm telling you that something has hit the earth realm. See, the devil, when you expose that demonic spirit, you expose that principality, you expose that issue, you're going to be under attack. That's the mind of the people. You better get with the right people. Stay on the right side. Stay with God. Don't fall for that okie-dokie in the spirit. Because I'm telling you, you'll hear sound. You got to be very careful of the, and I'm going to add this to it, that robot spirit control a certain frequency from demonic realm. So you'll hear a certain sound from a robot spirit. Now are you hearing me? And that robot spirit will hit one of your brain cells and it'll leave you confused. And you got to be careful if you're married, because see, that robot spirit will start causing issues in your marriage. That robot spirit will start causing you to question your own identity. Oh, y'all ain't hearing me. You better follow me. Because that robot spirit, see, since they cannot get you to take the shot, they'll use a sound in the atmosphere. See, what they're doing is they're confusing all of these leaders in the world. I've been confused. They're confusing leaders, key leaders. If you let them talk, you see they're confused, spirit of confusion. But we have reached the end, coming to an end. That's why God is raising up the men and women of God who will not compromise your integrity and who you are in the things of God. It's coming. And most of it is already here. And you and for you ones who said, Lord, where am I at in this? You've been elevated. That's why you're by yourself. You're trying to get with everybody else. You can't get with nobody else right now. Not in this window. God have you in a certain dichotomy in him. While you're trying to fight your way out of it. You're trying to fight your way out of the sacred place to get with people. And God said, hold on. Stay right there. Don't move too fast. He wants you right there because he's trying to bring you out of where the enemy is trying to lure you in to the things of him. Bless you all today. Glory to God. Bless the Lord. I'm through. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father, we thank you right now for the word of God. We thank you for your presence and your glory on the people. Father, we ask right now that you will open them up to the understanding of you. God, that you will open them up to the understanding of you, Lord. Even the more, God, open up the mind that they will see and know that your perfect will for them. As you said in Isaiah 26:3, you will keep them in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on you. Cover the mind right now. Open it up, God. Let them see and understand the next move that you're doing, God. Let their frequency be attached to the eternal things of you, God. In the name of Jesus, we bind up the demonic spirit, God, that will try to interrupt and corrupt the mind of your prophetic people in the presence of those that are anointing, God. In the name of Jesus, continue to reveal the revelation of your word, God, and even into the deep things of the mysteries of the kingdom of God. Take them inside, God, that they will be able to understand before they get there. They'll know and understand what is going on. Father, we thank you for it right now. We give you praise, glory, and honor. And it is so in Jesus' name. Thank God. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen and amen. Bless you on today. People of God, don't forget to join us today. If you're in the Chicagoland area, join me today in our facility. We will be having a word from the Lord. We've been powerfully teaching a powerful word from the Lord. Join us today, 11 a.m. There's a word from the Lord, 231 East, 146th Street in Harvey, Illinois. Join us. There will be a word from the Lord. Those who will join us back at Facebook Live, we will be coming on about 11:45. There will be a powerful word from the Lord. We've been blessed in teaching and blessing the people of God. Follow us, saints of God. I'm telling you, there is some things, many things God has been revealing to us into the earth realm about things that are going on. And we don't want you to miss it. We don't want you to miss what God has for you in this season. Follow us. I'm telling you, there's some things that God is revealing to the people of God into the world. And he's showing us what's going on right now so you won't be ignorant concerning the devices at the end of the enemy in these next 90 days. You have to know the difference between the robot and the anointed. There's an end of a time, and God's hand is on the lives of his people. Amen. If you're in other areas of the world, follow our sons and daughters in the gospel. They're doing Restoration Truth Ministry in Hampton, Virginia, Newport News. Join them, Pastor. Apostle Maurice Simmons and his wife Eugenie, you can bless them. Join them over there. You can follow them on Facebook. If you're in South Bend, Indiana, join our other kingdom leader, Apostolic House of Deliverance there, 4313 Linden Avenue in South Bend. Join the kingdom leader, Apostle Russell Shepard, under his leadership there, and his son in the gospel, Pastor Carter. If you are in other parts of the South Carolina, join them at Marion, South Carolina, Ark Family Fellowship, Pastor Katie Overseer, and Pastor Aaron. Join them in their facility as they minister the word of God. They're great kingdom leaders, blessing people all over the world. Join them in one of their facilities. If you're in the city of Toledo, Ohio, join Pastor Elder Dupree as he's ministering the word of God, 11 a.m. in their service there. They're a powerful kingdom leader. He took over for the late Bishop Rance Allen. I'm telling you, these are men and women of God that are preaching the word of God. Follow them as they minister the word of God. If you're in Joliet, join my dad, Bishop Matthew, at the Way of Life Holiness Church there in Joliet, Illinois. 654 Patterson Road, Joliet. Join them in that facility. He teaches. He'll be coming on in a few minutes, 9 a.m. He teaches over on his Facebook page, ministering the word of God with the man of God, sharing many things that God has given him, and then join him in their 11:30 service. I tell you, saints, I am honored to bring the word of God alive to you and bless your spirit and let you know what's befalling the people in the latter day. Many things are happening, and I don't want you to miss what God is doing in your life and for your life and for your destiny on today. We bless the Lord for you, saints of God. Continue to stay in that place in the presence and the glory of God for your life on today. Amen. All right, Minister Aretha Bryant, bless you, woman of God. Do we have any announcement, Minister Aretha Bryant? She's going to come. My Minister Aretha Bryant is going to come with the announcement. Minister Aretha Bryant, bless you all today, woman of God.
God bless you. God bless you, Dr. Matthews. God bless everyone that's listening on the line. Please keep in mind that we've adopted the third Sunday in every month as Love Sunday for Dr. Matthews. And if you desire to bless the man of God, you can do so by visiting the ministry website at WeRestoreTheLetterU.org. You can cash app at @RFTIM. Or you can Zelle at WeRestoreU.Yahoo.com. On Sunday, November the 21st, you can join Dr. Matthews at Better Way Deliverance Ministries in Racine, Wisconsin, where Apostle Leroy Shanks is the minister. They're getting ready for their anniversary celebration. That's on November the 21st at 4 o'clock p.m. at Better Way Deliverance Ministries at 3300 Washington Avenue in Racine, Wisconsin. Also on the fourth Sunday in this month, you can join Dr. Matthews in Lounsboro, Alabama, at First Baptist Church Lounsboro, where Pastor Willie D. Lewis and First Lady Lisa Lewis are the overseers. They're getting ready for their anniversary celebration as well, December the 3rd and 4th. You can join Dr. Matthews in Birmingham, Alabama. More information is forthcoming on that as well. If you desire for Dr. Matthews to be the guest speaker at your conference, your prophetic summit, your revival, he's also a licensed Christian counselor. We'll be more than happy to coordinate that for you. Just please give us a call at 877-912-2027, or you can email us at LaronMatthewsMinistries@gmail.com. God bless you, Dr. Matthews.
Join Prophet LaRon Matthews every Sunday morning at 11:30 a.m. and on Tuesday night at 7:30 p.m. for Facebook Live. Also, you can join Prophet throughout the week with Drive-By with the Prophet for a powerful prophetic word from the Lord. You can go to LaRon Matthews on Facebook and LaRon Matthews Ministries and Restoration Foundation Prophetic International, Inc. on Facebook Live. We look forward to seeing you on Facebook Live with Dr. Prophet LaRon Matthews.
Times are subject to change depending upon the availability of Dr. Prophet LaRon Matthews.
The new book is coming soon. The latest from Dr. Prophet LaRon Matthews.
The Encounter with Wisdom, The Secret of Her.
The Encounter with Wisdom, The Secret of Her.
The new book is coming soon. Written by Dr. LaRon Matthews, PhD.
Get ready to have your spirit lifted and your soul rejuvenated.
The Encounter with Wisdom, The Secret of Her. By Dr. LaRon Matthews, PhD.
Stay tuned for the book release date and information on how to purchase your copy.
Coming soon.
Coming soon.
All right, saints of God, bless you on today. Have a great day in the Lord. We appreciate you. We thank God for you on today. May the Lord continue to keep you and guide you. It's my prayer and it's my desire that the Lord continue to use you for his glory, saints of God. Have an awesome and phenomenal day in the Lord. And once again, if you want to be a blessing to this ministry, you can go to our website at WeRestoreYou, that's the letter U, .org. Go to our website and sow the seed. If you desire to partner with us and become one of our covenant partners or virtual members of this ministry, please call our office number at 877-912-2027. Once again, 877-912-2027, and become one of our partners. We'd love to have you to partner with us because we're doing great things for the kingdom of God, and we know lives are being transformed, lives are being changed because of the anointing of God on our lives. Bless you on today. We love you all. We'll talk to you soon. And shalom in your court as I pray for you all today. God bless you all.
We are victorious. We are victorious. Nothing can conquer us. We are victorious.
We are victorious.
makes me win.
Yeah.
So that means